patient, which would be basically anybody that we autopsy. And so it's just our standard of practice right now that anybody we autopsy, no matter what the age, we always subpoena and receive that decedent's medical record. So for kids from 0 to 3 years of age, it's just part of our standard practice to review those medical records, which for the most part include the decedent's vaccination history as well. So like Maddie said, if there was any concern about a child dying or potentially dying from a vaccine, we would report it to the appropriate authorities.
I would imagine in the scope of your job, how many pediatric children would you say you've done autopsies on in the last year?
For me personally, or as an office as a whole?
For you personally.
If we consider kids from 0 to 17 years of age, I would probably, I did around 275 last year. I would say under 18, I would say I probably did anywhere between 30 to 50.
Well, from ages 0 to 3?
I would estimate around 10 to 15.
Okay.
The vast majority of those are SIDS cases, which would be 0 to 1.
We had previously been mentioned that there is a national database on autopsies. I assume on varied topics related to children and adverse reactions to vaccines, but in those autopsies that you did do, how many times did you document the vaccinations that they had up to that point?
As far as documenting them in an autopsy report?
Yeah, or where was it noted? Or so the point, I guess I assumed from, you know, the representation of there being a database that this is information that's actively retrieved and made part of a database just so we have the benefit of good information. Did you, in any of those autopsies, supply vaccination information to that database?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate your honesty.